Good morning. It's a Monday morning, a busy Monday morning with our Alan Sharp Talk. Alan, first, let's start with New York's 19th Congressional District. There is a debate on WAMC between 1 and 2:30 p.m. today, and it will involve the Democrat Antonio Delgado, the Republican John Faso, and the other minor party candidates. Alan, your thoughts as we look at this district that is very important nationally and the Times endorsing Delgado?
Well, yes, Delgado is doing all right in the polls that we're hearing about. When I asked him about it, he said it was a close race. He would not say that he was ahead by any means, but he said it's a close race and he was happy about that. In the debate, you'll find not only the two candidates, but Faso insisted, as I understand it, that the minor candidates be included also. WAMC is always committed to fairness. Nevertheless, I think many of our listeners would like to have it one-on-one, but that isn't the way that it's going to turn out to be. Both men are extremely good debaters, and we'll hear it today at 1 o'clock. Ian Pickus, as usual, has done a terrific job in organizing the whole thing, and I'm sure that it's going to be very interesting listening. The race, of course, David, is one in which people all over the country are looking at because it's one of those that will define who holds the Congress. Many people are thinking that, you know, this is the one way that you can put a hold on the presidency because right now neither House of Congress is willing to take a look at what Donald Trump is doing and to be critical and using its investigative powers to do that. So it seems to me that the choice is not only between the two candidates, but who will control the House. And Americans don't usually vote that way. They usually vote on the person as opposed to political control, unlike the Brits and the French and others.
Well, we have the Trump administration now, Alan, considering narrowly defining gender as a biological, immutable condition determined by genitalia at birth, basically, as the Times puts it in a headline, eyeing defining transgender out of existence.
Well, that's right. Trump has decided, obviously, that this is an issue that many Americans are divided on and that he can win with. Nevertheless, if you watch CNN this morning, what he has done, of course, is to make sure that every gay activist in the United States gets involved in this election. And that has not always been true in these by-elections. So, you know, it's a risky maneuver on his part. Obviously, this is exactly the kind of bullying and the kind of thing that this guy does, and he does it on a regular basis. So my sense of it is that he's going to find out very soon whether or not this is good politics. I suspect it is not.
The issue of early voting. I see Massachusetts beginning today. They're not the only state that does this, the idea that you can vote early. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I was so excited about early voting that I walked into the town clerk's office and was told, until Monday in Great Barrington. Monday's out for me, but I'll vote on Tuesday. And I know that early voting in other states have been bringing out masses of people. You know, when you make voting easier, when you don't confine it to a single day, it's got to be helpful. In Florida, where, as you know, the panhandle got sort of wiped out in this Hurricane Michael, even the Republican governor, who, by the way, is trailing in the polls in his race for the United States Senate, substantially trailing, came out and said, we have to let these people vote. It's a fairly liberal position because, as you know, David, Republicans have always made it more difficult to vote. So I suspect people are getting the message that the vote counts, and I think we're going to have a record turnout for this midterm election.
Part of that midterm 2018 headline here, Democrats need Latinos at the polls. Will they turn out?
And that's it. If Latino voters don't side with the Democrats, they cannot win. This is a huge vote in America. I have no reason to believe, even though the Times raises some doubts, that it isn't going to happen exactly that way. Look, if you're treated as a minority, if you understand that other Hispanics who are trying to get into this country are being treated badly, there has got to be some consequences at the polls.
One of the unknown factors yet to be revealed is the impact of an economy that seems to be going well.
There's no question. Look, the economy seems to be going well, except that there are huge swings, David, in the way in which Americans are seeing the stock market right now. Let's remember that the people at the top have an awful lot of stock, but the people from the, you know, middle on down don't do very well in the stock market. There's an expectation, a widespread expectation, that things are good now, but there could be a precipitous fall, as we have seen in the past. I think a lot of people are just holding their breath.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you. As always, just a reminder, 1 to 2:30, that debate today, and it will involve the Democrat Antonio Delgado, the Republican John Faso, and the other minor party candidates.
Yeah, well, we'll be there, and it'll be fun, and we'll all get a sense of what the issues are coming up in this election.